Yanira Rivera, Yanira, Y-A-N-I-R-A, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Date of birth is 2-3-1987. This is for date of service 4-28-2022. Mrs. Rivera is a 35-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism evaluation period. She has a history of elevated TPO antibodies in the setting of normal thyroid labs. She states that her mother has a thyroid condition. She also has a history of obesity, vitamin D deficiency, anemia, obstructive sleep apnea, anxiety, depression, asthma, GERD, and chronic hoarseness in her voice. The patient states that she has gained about 80 pounds over the last year. When asked about any life changes, she states that over the last year, her husband was released from jail, and that's the only change that she can determine that has happened over the last year. She also states that she does not wear her CPAP machine. She reports fatigue, mood swings, hair loss, and heart palpitations at times. She reports some compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She had a thyroid ultrasound on 1/31/2022, indicating no discrete nodules. Her vitamin D level is currently 18. Plan number one, for evaluation of her autoimmune thyroid disease, her labs were reviewed. Her thyroglobulin antibody level is normal at 1.1. TSH is 1.87. We will order a repeat thyroid function panel, including a TPO antibody level, a thyroglobulin antibody level, and assess for autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound dated 1/31/2022, indicating no discrete nodules. The appearance of the gland is consistent with the history of possible thyroiditis. Next number, for her excessive weight gain over the last year, she has gained over 50 pounds. We will determine if this is related to an excessive cortisol production and therefore have ordered a dexamethasone suppression test. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, her current vitamin D level is 18, which is really low, and we will supplement her vitamin D with 50,000 IUs of vitamin D once weekly. Next number, her current hemoglobin A1C is 5.6. At this point, I don't see any evidence of any glucose metabolism abnormality. Next number, for her sleep apnea, the patient states that she has not been wearing her machine. I have described to the patient that this uncontrolled sleep apnea can cause excessive weight gain and increase in inflammatory state, as well as increase complications related to her thyroid. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.